Well, thank you very much. Here we are once again for another good batch of good stuff. Right, Mike?
The good stuff coming your way.
That's right. That's right. First, let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News, because they're worth talking about. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Doesn't matter what you're talking about. If you're talking about that world of livestock, then you really need to know about Tri-State Livestock News. More than that, you need to be getting your own copy once a week. Go to tsln.com to subscribe, get some of the latest information as well. Get that subscription coming to you on a weekly basis as soon as possible. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Yesterday on the program, Kim, you shared a story about brands, a poem about brands, and you asked for somebody to send us, if they knew who the author was. We don't know the author of that one, but we found another one about brands.
You did. You found it, and it is actually by Jack Ostergaard, and it is called Brands as well. In Nebraska's cattle country, where the hills are made of sand, it is fashionable for cows to wear their owner's brand. And ranchers in this country take a lot of pride in the brand that they record and burn on their cow's hide. Through the years, it's natural for some brands to gain some fame, either from the rancher or from the romance of their name. There are brands with bars and slashes, mill irons, wings, and feet. There are lazy, walking, running brands, all applied with heat. Some are upside down, backwards, connected, circles, or a box, or a U open A like they use on Nelm's Big Ox. The Mildell's 7HL is a brand which is unique because it can't be placed on backwards. It's foolproof, so to speak. If you want a brand with character, try Kugler's Lazy SOB. A good brand doesn't blotch or blur and is an easy one to see. Monahan's Circle Dot can be read with just a glance, and Hansen's 77 is a good brand for a ranch. McCormick's I Bar Nothing sends a straight message, true and clear, but even more specific is Ruger's One Bar U. Some might border on obscene. Here is one that you might see in South Central Nebraska on Boggle's Too Lazy to P. The letters, of course. Eldred's Hippo is one of a kind. It's an O around a hip bone. You can see it in your mind. A somewhat different brand, two rails across the butt, sometimes called the Britchen, and belongs to Art Abbott. Blaylock's brand is educational for those who don't know now. It identifies the animal because it simply spells out cow. Gerd's brand is 7-Up, in case he gets real thirsty. Another really good brand is Trago's Tumblin' Teas. The OJ brand is not real famous, nor will it ever be. But I like to see cows wearing it because it belongs to me. And driving through the sandhills, you might note while heading home. You could write a book on cattle brands, or maybe just a poem.
And who is that by again?
That's by Jack Ostergaard. It's called Brands as well. Brands are a pretty big thing in these parts.
Well, Kim, since Valentine's Day is coming up this Friday, that's a little hint for you guys out there so you don't forget, all right? And this is called celibacy. What is celibacy?
Well, this sounds like an interesting opener for Valentine's Day.
What is celibacy? Celibacy can be a choice in life or a condition imposed by circumstances. While attending a marriage weekend, Frank and his wife, Anne, listened to the instructor declare, "It is essential that husbands and wives know the things that are important to each other." He then addressed the men, "Can you name and describe your wife's favorite flower?" Frank leaned over, touched Anne's arm gently, and whispered, "Gold medal, all-purpose, isn't it?" And thus began Frank's life of celibacy. And you thought I couldn't send you a little smile today.
Very good. Okay, let's add a couple of quotes to that, Mike. How about one from Mae West? "Love conquers all things except poverty and a toothache."
Well, that would be true, wouldn't it?
Mae West said that. I thought that was kind of funny. And nobody knows who said this, but it has gone down in infamy. To love something is to give it room enough to grow.
There you go. Thanks for listening to the Good Stuff program on great radio stations like Baker Montana's 960 KFLN AM. And if you have something to share on the Good Stuff, just send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com and keep listening to the Good Stuff.